Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, happy Friday. Yes, we are live here on News Radio 930 WBEN, live on your radio. Really, for some people, this might be the first Friday that they're back full hours. You know, I know some offices in the summer, maybe your office goes another week or so, but a lot of offices in the summer, you can leave at noon during the summer, but as soon as Labor Day rolls around, it's back to full hours. So you might be feeling that drag of the back half of the day. Hey, we're here to turn that drag around. We are here to energize you to 3 o'clock, where Tom Bowerly will do his job in getting you home for the weekend. Yes, it is Bills opener weekend, the final opener in Highmark Stadium. I want to get talking about that in the final hour. It's a two-hour show, so the next hour. Lots to get into with that. I'm very excited what this season, I think, could bring. And, you know, what a great way to cap off the old stadium than with a... See, I... Now, here's how I feel. I feel last year would have been the year to win the Super Bowl, and then the final season of the stadium raised the banner. Hey, that didn't happen, so guess what? How about we win it in the final season of the stadium? So, lots to look forward to. One thing, there's a lot of things I want to get into. If I had the whole afternoon, I could get them all off my head. But I only have these 2 hours to spend with you, and I want to talk about two things in 1 hour. Does that work? Electrification, and I know Tom's talked about it, and I know David's talked about it. But the electrification mandate and the fact. The fact that I cannot get an elected Democrat to come on and talk about the electrification mandate. Now, Jack O'Donnell is on a plane. If he wasn't, he would have joined me. So, always props to Jack. We love Jack O'Donnell. But I've asked several elected officials. They either don't get back to me or I'm sorry, I can't talk today. And I've gotten that for a while now. It seems as if elected Democrats at the state level do not want to talk about electrification. They want to just, like everything else in this state that Democrats do, they want to just push forward, ignore the chatter, ignore the experts, and just go push ahead to midnight January 1st, 2026. That is their goal. And again, I don't understand why you would put so many of your eggs in this basket. I mean, it's absurd. We talked about the dangers of the electric school buses in the winter in Western New York, in rural areas. You'll have school buses running off a battery that we know the colder it gets, the less power you can get out of that battery. Meanwhile, you're pumping the heat into the bus, I hope, right? You've got kids getting home from school. You're pumping the heat into that bus. It's cold as hell outside. And hey, that's the way to do it. That's the New York State way to do it. They want to eliminate gas completely. And again, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. By the way, I think elected Democrats know it's absurd. That's why they don't want to come on to talk about it. That's why I am not getting any response back from electrification from elected officials. They don't want to come on. They don't want to talk about it. Now, in July, we heard from a few members of the assembly, again, in either a press release, a press conference, where they take two questions from people they know. If you're so confident that it's just like with the county executive, if you are so confident something is going to work, or you're so confident in the crap that you're spewing, then why won't you come on here and talk about it? Like, I get it. You hate me because I disagree with you. Fine. I don't care. I don't hate you. But that's fine. I don't care. I have enough friends, okay? That's never been a problem for me. So that's fine. You can hate me all you want. But I've never understood to ignore the people because they disagree with you, but you have so much confidence. And fine, you wanna talk about Trump or stuff going on in DC, but when it's going to affect New Yorkers starting January 1st, I think the constituents, I think the residents, the taxpayers, have a right not only to hear from you, but also to voice their opinion. We had no say on this. We had no say on this. It was pushed through. And by the way, you heard from Rob Ort. He's going to be on Hardline Sunday. Shout out Hardline. He's going to be on Hardline Sunday. You've heard from Paul Bologna. We've talked to him several times now on this very show about electrification. Republicans have no problem coming out. Now, again, I know you think, oh, Joe, you're a hack. No, if Republicans were avoiding the topic, you're damn right I would flip on this mic and call out the Democrats who are avoiding the topic. I'm not scared of doing that. Right? My opinions don't have to align with a party. But Republicans are getting out there. And by the way, people are, you know, this was announced two or three years ago. People have kind of forgot that it's coming up. And now you've got Rob Ort out there. You've got Paul Bologna out there. You've got Assembly and Senate Republicans out there getting the word out. Why? Because the Democrats don't want to talk about it. They don't want to address it. They literally want you to wake up January 1st, 26 and go, well, I guess this is the new way of life. Right? Nah, I guess it's in now. They don't want any pushback. And they rolled it out as if it was this beautiful thing that everyone loved. Well, the thing is, people don't. People don't want to question what's going to be allowed in my house. Or if I'm building a house, can I hook up? What if I start building the house December 29th, but I don't put the connection? Oh, I can't put the connection in. Oh, so it's all electric. In Buffalo, New York, where it gets cold and there's snowstorms and the power goes out regularly. Two things that you cannot get Democrats from Western New York to comment on. It's lead in the pipes and the electrification mandate. Oh, and bail reform. Three things you cannot get Democrats in the state of New York, especially in Western New York, to talk about. And now you have people, people who, again, some would call them suckers. Some would call you and I suckers for staying in this state. Now, I don't feel like a sucker. I love my family, right? I love the people. I've always said this. I love the people. I love this audience. I love you guys, even the ones who disagree with me. I love you. But the people who have stayed here, now it's more regulations. It's more limitations. And you've got people joking, oh, you're so scared about a gas stove. Well, yeah, I'll tell you this. I am scared about an all-electric furnace in February when a snowstorm or an ice storm moves in. Yes, I would actually be scared about the all-electric everything in my house. And you know what? Why should Kathy Hochul tell me if I can or can't have a gas stove? I like my gas stove. You know who likes the gas stove? My son likes the gas stove. He likes to call out how the color changes on the flame. Can't get that with an electric grill. The awful electric range. And then the pot bubbles over. Anyway. But, you know, I had a request out to three elected Democrats today. Two didn't even get back to me, and one said, not possible, can't talk about it today. I said, what about Sunday? Nope, can't talk about it Sunday. Jack O'Donnell did get back to me. He's on an airplane. So Jack O'Donnell gets the point. So I don't, if you're so confident in this, if you want this to be, if you're trying to sell us on this is necessary and this is going to work and it's not going to put you at a disadvantage, then my gosh, Pat Burke, Sean Ryan, Crystal Peoples, April Baskin, they should be lining up to come on the station and tell us why we're wrong for calling it out. They should be lining up to come on the station and tell Rob Wart why he's wrong. Tell Paul Bologna why he's wrong. Oh, what? They're not? No one's called the hotline, Tanner? No. It's very telling. It is very telling. They want to issue their press releases. They want to issue their little post on X and Blue Sky, which no one's on. But, oh, one of the top-rated stations in Western New York? Oh, we're going to avoid that. Oh, I couldn't. It's like Sean Ryan when he called me in April on my private number. And he said, I could never go on with David Bellavia. Why? Why not? No, I couldn't do it. Why? Because you have no confidence in the crap that you've been signing on to for 12 years in the state Senate? Are you afraid that David might actually call it out and you have no answer because it's not scripted? Like, to me, that shows a weak leader. That shows a weak politician. You're afraid to go. Yeah, you know why? I'd be afraid too if I was Sean Ryan, because David is smart. A lot smarter than me. David is smart, and David knows what he's talking about. You should know what you're talking about. And you should believe in what you're passing. But I think what we're learning here with bail reform, with the electrification mandates, with the lead pipes, with everything Poland Cars puts out, what we're learning here is that they're just going by the talking points. And they know how to follow the talking points. And they know how to talk to a like-minded reporter. But someone like David that has the facts, who talks to the experts, oh no, I can't go on that show. And like I said, that statement, when Sean Ryan said that to me, that was very telling. Because you should feel comfortable to go on with anyone. And if you're not confident enough to go on with someone as brilliant as David Bellavia, then maybe you shouldn't be passing and signing on to the legislation that you are signing on to. And I can't imagine that you can 100% say with certainty that passing an electrification mandate in New York State, where places like Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, that northern half of the state, whatever's up there, you could say with certainty that this doesn't put people in rural areas at a disadvantage. You can say with certainty that there's not going to be an issue when the power goes out. You can say with certainty that the grid is ready for the extra strain, or that there's a plan in place. And that's another thing. Oh, but there's a plan in place. We're working on it. Then why don't you wait till the grid is up to I mean, up to code, up to date, before you put any of these things in here. It's the same thing with the car, with the electric car mandates. Everyone wants to push to electric car. How about we wait until electric cars can actually compete with gas powered cars? How about we do that? But this is the way the state wants to go. And by the way, if you remember a few years ago, Erie County Democrats in the legislature actually were speaking against it. Now, I don't know what happened to that. I haven't heard that. But they were speaking against it. They were talking about the grid. Not Mark Poloncarz, the members of the legislature. And then we have people, you know, again, Manhattan, Brooklyn. That's not the whole state. I know Manhattan Kathy forgets about her roots. That's not the whole state. Manhattan, Brooklyn, New York City. No, there's a lot of rural areas in New York. And I don't think it has been considered. And again, this starts in less than four months. Jesus, Joe. In less than 4 months, this will go into effect. And again, it's going to say that new builds starting January 1st will be fully electric. There will be no fossil fuels. The New York State Fire Prevention and Building Code Council agreed on the new rules that require buildings to no longer use fossil fuel starting in 26, making it the first U.S. state to prohibit gas and other fossil fuels in most new buildings. Buildings have 40% of our state emissions. So by cutting out building emissions, this is going to be an incredible step. Now remember, the new rule will be extended to almost all new buildings in 2029. So this is for new homes. And then 2029, and then remember, I believe it's 2030, you won't be able to purchase gas-powered appliances. So even if you live in a house now, if you're living in one of the Sears catalog homes that Bowerly talked about that has a gas hookup, there's a time where they're going to make sure that you can't even own one of those. Your stove went? Can't buy a gas one. Sorry, all electric. It's ridiculous. This is the party that's supposed to be for freedom and democracy. They tell you Trump's taking your freedoms away. What's this? And they can laugh about it all they want. They can say we're overreacting. But when you are literally avoiding your constituents because you're not, and by the way, until someone comes on, I believe, because you're not confident in what you're saying and what you're doing. This is all to be the first state. Oh, we were the first state. We were the first state to do this. They don't care about you. They care about being the first state. They want the pat on the backs from Jeremy Zellner and the pat on the backs from, you know, the Clintons and the Obamas and all these environmental people who take their private planes to the conference. It's ridiculous. And I would love, you know, they're so big on Republicans, you know, do town halls. Well, what about Democrats? Why can't Democrats do town halls on the electrification? I would like to see April Baskin. I'd like to see Pat Burke set up a town hall to answer questions on electrification. Do you feel confident enough to do that? Because so far, I can't get one person at the state level, a Democrat at the state level, to talk about this. That's ridiculous. And I've used ridiculous way too much in this segment. I want to know what your thoughts. 803-0930, star 930. I know Bowerly talked about this a few days ago. He had Dominic Cortez on. I'd love to know what you think about this. And, I mean, what does it tell you when a politician is all talk on social media, all talk in press releases, but won't do a simple interview on legislation they signed on to? What does it tell you? 803-0930, star 930. It's Joe Beamer on WBEN.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What's up?
Get your boogie on.
It is Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Was that the video? Was that the video where they had they're in like the little area and there's all the bullet holes? Or is that Freak on a Leash? It was one of the TRL videos, but I can't remember if it was that or Freak on a Leash. I'm sure someone on the text board will know the video I'm talking about. It is Friday, and we're talking about the electrification mandates here in New York State. And I just found, again, I just did some math, and math is not my strong suit, but I checked it during the break. And I've got some numbers that will just show you how I don't want to say the word dumb. I'm trying not to say ridiculous again, but insane. This is, but we have two callers on hold, and I don't want to make them hold any longer. We'll start with Kathy in Orchard Park. Kathy, thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. I really enjoy your show, as do the other. I enjoy listening to the other people, too.
Thank you so much.
We have a whole house generator, a standby generator, and I just recently found out that they may mandate using diesel fuel instead of gasoline to power them. I was wondering if you've heard anything about that.
No, I know, you know, they in the initial passing, you know, they said that emergency electricity is not on this ban, but they haven't really committed that it won't be further down or, as you said, altering what can actually be used to power that.
You know, we really rely on there's a lot of people around here that rely on those standby generators. Ours actually has gone sometimes for 3 or 4 days at a time before we got power restored to the house. And this is like in the dead of winter. So I'm doing everything I can to kind of fight that stupid bill also.
And that's the thing. I mean, what is the end game? Because, you know, we have rural areas in New York State. It gets very cold here. I mean, I didn't grow up in a rural area, and I lived in Amherst where the people across the street didn't get power for 5 days after the surprise storm in October. I don't understand what the state's plan is long term. And you know, Kathy, let's say they don't ban generators, but they keep on this path of no gas in new builds, and then you can't buy a gas appliance, and now it's electric cars. I mean, eventually, where the hell are you going to get the gas when there's nothing running on gas in the state anymore? It's going to become a moot point.
Well, fun fact, we knew somebody that bought an all-electric car. They're liberals. And they learned the hard way that you cannot travel across the country with an electric car.
Not unless you have a whole month.
It was hysterical listening to them.
You know, that is... I love road trips, as you know. I love to go. I'm going on a road trip in 3 hours. I'll be on the road, heading down to Blacksburg, and I could not imagine having to plan that trip. We go through a lot of rural area where there's no place to plug in the car. I can't imagine making that trip, and you know what's a 7.5 hour trip in an electric car? I mean, that's going to take me a day.
Oh, I know, definitely. I mean, it's just plain stupid. I can't believe them. They must be getting paid off. I mean, I can't imagine why they would do something like that.
I want to know if something happens to my car that in 30, at the very least in 10 miles, I can find gas. You know what I mean? Like, that's a very comforting thing that I really don't want New York State to take away from me.
Right. You and me both.
Well,
take care, and we really enjoy listening to your show, and we do listen to WBEN a lot.
Well, appreciate it, Kathy, and stay tuned. I promise you, I'm not going to give up on getting an elected Democrat to talk about this until one comes on. So we will make sure to get the commitments from the state. Thank you so much, Kathy, in Orchard Park. Let's go up to Wilson and speak with Marianne. Hey, Marianne.
Hey, Joe. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, Marianne. What do you think about this electrification?
Well, listen, this has been on my mind, and I want to thank you for bringing awareness of the issue on your program, along with David.
Well, thank you, Marianne. Is everything okay?
No, I got somebody in the background who's furious about the whole thing, and I have to add in what he's adding in. So,
yeah.
We want to know how we can voice our concerns to make ourselves heard. You talked about a town hall, which sounds great. I mean, is there a petition going around? I mean, this is causing a lot of anxiety, and I really need to know, what do we do?
Marianne, that is a great question, and I wish that I could give you the answer, but I'm going to write it down right now. I will ask your state senator, Rob Ort, that when I talk to him on Sunday, what can we do as constituents, as taxpayers, to get our voice heard in Albany. I will make sure that that's one of the first questions I ask Sunday.
Thank you. I have a letter drafted to Lackawanna Hochul, and I just want to know, you know, she's already turned her, I heard, that she's already changed her household over to natural gas, whatever she's doing, if she's building or if she's redoing things, but I heard that. So what's the point there? I mean, why is she doing that? I mean, obviously, it's a big concern that things aren't going to go right if this turns around and happens.
It is, I'm telling you this, it is all for show. It is all to get a pat on the back. And they're going to make sure, just like with healthcare, they're going to make sure that there is something in place for them to continue to enjoy how they want to enjoy things, Marianne, because as we learned during COVID, it's rules for thee, not for me.
Exactly. And I appreciate all our lawmakers going to bat. You know, Rob Ort, he's great, and all those others that are doing their part. But I just want to know how people can be heard, because I'm talking to people, friends, and when I'm out in the stores, you know, do you know what's going on? And people look at me like they're cross-eyed, and nobody wants to take any action. And I think we really all need to jump on board at this point.
Yeah. Now, Marianne, I agree. And by the way, as we're speaking, I just got a schedule of public comment at public hearings. New Yorkers are encouraged to provide oral comments at public hearings for the State Energy Planning Board. And the next hearing, Marianne, is 5 p.m. Wednesday, September 10th. Nope, that one's in Albany. Hold on. That's not it. It is Saturday, September 13th, 11 a.m., virtual. There's a Zoom link that we can post on our website, and you are encouraged to get on that Zoom link and let your voice be heard.
Is Hochul going to be on that Zoom call?
Well, I mean, let's not be ridiculous. I would love if she is. I would doubt that she is, Marianne, but that is the first part of what you can do. Like I said, I will make sure that I get the from Rob Ort everything that you know you can do and where you can send things and where you can be. I'll make sure to get an answer from him on Sunday on that.
I appreciate it. I mean, this is just to the point where I'm going to be ready for retirement pretty soon, and I'm almost ready to sell my house and get out of this crummy state.
That's a great, you know, Marianne, I got a question. Is there anything, once you retire, I mean, is your family all still in New York State? Is that what's keeping you here?
No, my parents have passed away, and I don't have family here, so I'm ready to go.
I'll tell you this right now. I know if it weren't for my sister and I, my parents would have probably been gone 10 years ago. They probably would have been in another state 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. It really is, because I love living here. I mean, I do, and I just, I'm beside myself. This is a topic that really comes, I mean, everything else that's going on, there's a lot of other things that is in this hidden agenda, and I want to know if she's getting a kickback from Soros, because this is just the Democrat agenda that is happening and everywhere, and it's just people just don't understand really what's going on.
Well, Marianne, there's obviously money somewhere in this, and like I said, it's all about the pat on the back from the party leaders. And I think wanting to say that Kathy Hochul was first, because that will, you know, that'll get her a lot of praise within the Democratic Party. There's a lot of things at play here, and none of them have to do with you and I in our everyday life, unfortunately.
I understand, and I was registered as an independent for all my voting years, and just last month I just changed my affiliation to be a Republican, and I'm so strong with Donald Trump, and I'm so grateful for Donald Trump, and I wake up every day just thankful for Donald Trump.
Well, we need a Donald Trump like figure in 2026 to defeat Kathy Hochul.
I pray for it.
Yeah, Marianne, appreciate the call, Marianne and Wilson. And, you know, that's the other thing on this mandate. It goes into effect, obviously, January of 26. I mean, at the very least, can we delay the mandate till 27 and have it be something that's on the ballot? You know, very much what Dan Gagliardo saying about Westwood Country Club in Amherst. Can we hold off and put this as something that's on the ballot? If people want it, fine. But why don't we get a say? Now, Alan Clarence has the numbers that I was going to bring up and why this is so ridiculous. Now, we're going to take Al's call. Remember, New York says they're doing this because 40% of state emission comes from buildings. Al and Clarence, what do you think about this?
Well, the one thing that hasn't been very much promoted in the media is that this mandate has an exemption for buildings, new buildings over 7 stories. So that basically covers anything new that's going to be built in New York City, basically exempting them from the law. This is the area that the support comes from. They want to tell us what we can do, that they don't have to follow the same rules.
Exactly.
They should.
Exactly. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead, Alan. You're exactly right.
They're still going to have their gas stoves. They're still going to have their fireplaces. They're going to still have their grills and furnaces. They live in high-rise apartment buildings where it makes less common sense to have multiple gas lines in a multi-unit building than the potential for one small gas leak to do tremendous amount of damages is there versus a single-family or a two-family home. The other thing is this is not a Democratic Republic thing. There's a lot of Democratic politicians, a few I know, that I've talked to, that they don't want this. They're afraid to speak up. Okay? There are some, if you look, there's some from our area. They voted it down. They know what we want. They represent us. They're not representing New York City, and they agree. Exempting, if this is such a big deal, all the density of people that live in New York City, this would be the first place to start this, not exempt them from the law. Okay, It's ridiculous. If it should be put off, you know, until the grid can support something like this, until we have the type of energy that can produce the amount of electricity we need, we're not there. We send all our cheap electric downstate. We get very little benefit from it. And yet we're the ones that are going to be picking up the tab for all this. It's just not right.
Absolutely correct, Al. Absolutely correct. Appreciate the call. Alan Clarence, it's the people in New York City. New York City, they don't care. They're supporting this. They're going to continue to vote Democrat because, like Al said, it's not affecting them. It's not. So let's go back to the state's argument that 40% of state emissions come from buildings. Okay, and then let's put in this exemption. Here are the exemptions, okay? 40% are buildings. Now, how much of that 40% do you think are houses like yours and houses throughout the state? How much of that 40%? I'm going to guess not a huge number, okay? Here are the exemptions from this mandate. Buildings are exempt from the mandate if electric service cannot be reasonably provided by the grid. New York's state ban, of course, backup powered, manufactured homes, manufacturing labs, car washes, laundromats, hospitals, critical infrastructure, wastewater systems, agricultural buildings have exemptions. Okay, well, that's a lot of the buildings, right? Restaurants also exempt, as was on here, and I don't know where that went. Restaurants are exempt. Laundromats, thankfully, hospitals are. I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but this kind of takes away from your argument when you're saying that 40% of emissions come from buildings, and half the buildings, when all is said and done, you're going to exempt, right? As Al said, high rises. Exempt. So you're exempting these. So how many of the buildings are actually going to be converted? So how much of the emissions are you actually ending? Like I said, at the end of the day, this is all for a gold star in the Democrat Hall of Fame. This is so Kathy Hochul can get applauded again by the Obamas and the Newsoms and the Zellner likes at the national level. Right. She wants to, in 28, go to the DNC, and she wants a speaking role, a primetime speaking role, Manhattan Kathy. You know, to Marianne's point, a lot of this is for, you know, how it will help the Democratic Party. Very little, if any, is thinking about how it will affect you, because we live outside of New York City and they don't care about us. And unfortunately, a lot of people who we do elect, and to Al's point, there are Democrats who have spoken out against it. Well, come on the station and speak out against it. Again, if you're not happy with something your party's doing, you're that scared. I mean, really, really, you're that scared of Jeremy Zellner. Why? Because you think he might Chris Scanlon you? and have someone else run against you? Is that why you're scared Jeremy Zellner is going to Chris Scanlon you? Again, what do you care more about, your political career or the constituents? If it's your political career, then get the hell out. Because you're elected to be the voice of the taxpayer, of the constituents. You're not paid to be Jeremy Zellner's voice in Washington, or I'm sorry, in New York, in Albany. I got the city right. But maybe that's it. Maybe I'm onto something. Maybe local Democrats are concerned they'll be Scanlon'd if they don't follow the talking points of the Democrat Party. But I don't believe if you're an elected Albany Democrat that you could come into the studio, sit, and honestly say that you have no concerns about this mandate. And if you have one concern about this mandate, then you should not allow it to go forward. Right? If you have one concern that we are not ready for this, and by the way, we aren't. Why do you think Kathy's going around talking about nuclear energy? Because she knows the reality. The grid is not ready for this. But no, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. That's like me in high school going to a Sabres game when I had an hour of homework. Joe, how are you going to do an hour of homework in 20 minutes in the morning? I'll figure it out. I'll get some nuclear energy. 803-0930, star 930. Would love to know what you think about this. Mike in Depew is on deck after the news. It's Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. Well, good afternoon. Happy Friday. Happy second hour of the show. Thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in every day. I know I say this way too much, but I love it. I love you guys. If it weren't for you, I would be miserable. So thank you for everything and the continued support. And we'll get talking about the Bills kicking off their season in the next segment. But we're talking about electrification. And Mike and Depew, I had Mike hang on because Mike usually has a lot to add, and I didn't want to have to cut him off for the news. So, Mike, I hope you understand.
Not a problem, John. By the way, I can hear the passion in what you do. So God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Mike.
So I'm hoping that some of your listeners will pay attention here for a moment, because what I'm about to share with you, I assume, will be coming to a town near you. The idea that under the guise of this new law and what we anticipate to be greater use of electrical amenities, I live on the Depew-Lancaster borderline, and when my wife and I first moved here about 38 years ago, I lived in almost a semi-rural area. There were cattle on the end of my street. Now they have built hundreds of homes, some even patio homes, some high-end expensive $700,000-$800,000 homes, but they've constructed hundreds of them. And what's happened now, and this is why I say I'm assuming this is going to be the mandate going forward, my wife and I, when we first moved in this area, we would lose power on average about twice a year. As of late, we lose power 8 to 10 times a year.
Oof.
And I would assume that it has to do with the additional construction. And I know via my service in the fire department, there were issues relative to transformers. So, in fact, we lost power again about a week and a half ago. We were out for 7-8 hours. 4th of July, we lost power again. That was attributed to transformers. And I'll bet some people will find this interesting. And what we've learned is that what happens is during these extended periods of power outage, the power company sends out crews and they try to get service up and running. And invariably what happens is they will get power up and running, but maybe on a 40% level. So what will happen is you'll get a small amount of power, the lights in your house go dim, and what people don't understand is when that occurs, and this is what will begin to occur regularly since our power grid, and admittedly the power company says they don't have the capacity, what will happen is you will go have increased power outages, and in the process of restoring power, you get limited electricity sent to your house. And the problem with that is it damages your appliances. So if, say, they try to get this power up and running and you notice that your lights kick back on but they're dim, you're running on low power. And what that does is it takes out any amenities that has a motor. So if you have hot tubs, things like refrigerators, air conditioning, heat units, pools, those things can be damaged internally in terms of the power of the motor structure to them. I've had neighbors who've lost pool motors and hot tubs because what happens is those motors are running at low capacity and it essentially burns out the bearings in those devices. So what happens now when my wife and I have a power outage, we literally have to shut off the main breakers because when they spend the next 7 to 8 hours trying to regenerate, they will take out your appliances and amenities. And by the way, they are not responsible for that damage. The only things that would not impact would be things that are solid state, maybe like your televisions, your alarm systems. But anything that has a motor is subject to destruction when they activate low power. And that was happening on a regular basis. So now when my power goes out, I have to shut off the main breaker, and I have to listen to the radio to ascertain or determine when we've got full power again. And I think if people look into this, and it would be interesting if you could have someone who has electrician credentials to verify what I'm saying, but I already know this to be true. And what will happen is when motors are running on low power, you can hear the bearings begin to squeal, and that in essence means that you've now incurred damage on your amenities. So I've encouraged, and my neighbors do it now, when we lose power, we have to shut off full breakers and wait till we get a confirmation on the radio of full power, lest we incur all these damages. So that is something that I'm assuming with the increased stress on our power grid, that people on a regular basis will begin to experience that. And then, the last thing, Joe, I just want to say this to kind of tie full circle in what you're talking about. You have New York State with a population that's just slightly over 20 million people. About something like 8.3 million people live in New York City. You have this mindset. If you live in a city versus people that live in towns, rural, or suburban areas, your perspectives, they're diametrically opposed to one another. If you live in a city, and just if 43% of New Yorkers live in New York City, and you throw in Syracuse, Buffalo, Rochester, Albany, the vast majority of New York's citizens live in those citified areas. They're in favor of subsidization and expanded government. They're not in favor of private property and rights. They want rent control. They want mass transit systems. So we are diametrically opposed in that regard. And since those cities hold the sway, the Democratic Party is the vast majority party in all these areas. You can't expect someone like a Sean Ryan to come on your show and have maybe an adversarial point of view. It's already in the bag. Why jeopardize your situation? So I think that's where we find ourselves.
It's so unfortunate, but that's the mindset of elected politicians. It's in the bag. I mean, that's why Sean Ryan won't come on. I mean, he has not done anything for the campaign in almost a month. But
And this is why Imam Dhani is almost certain to win. The mindset, the preparatory mindset relative to government is vastly different than the rural and the suburban areas. And unfortunately, we at this juncture are the minority. But I would encourage, if you could get someone with electrification credentials to verify what I'm saying. I work with, I race cars, I collect antique cars, but I can tell you I have incurred damage. My neighbors have incurred damage. And going forward, when they try to get your power source up and running, very often they get limited power. And you will notice it because your lights will go dim. And that's an indication for you to quickly get all your amenities shut off or cut off the main breaker. But hopefully someone can verify and buttress what I'm saying.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the call as always. And I'm sorry that you go through so many power outages. Jeez.
Yeah, that's on a regular basis. In the last 8 weeks, we've lost power twice here.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, I appreciate the call. Mike in DePue. Joe in Buffalo has some advice for Mike in DePue. Joe, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Doing all right, man.
My question to this gentleman would be, why don't you have a generator?
To save the appliances?
Yeah. I mean, I've had generators. I've had two different houses, one in... Kenmore, Tonawanda, and I put a generator there. That was after the October storm because I swore I'd never go through that again. And then I put one in my new house, and it's wonderful. You get a power outage, it goes on within a couple of seconds. It's powered by natural gas, and it keeps running until the power comes back, but it doesn't turn on right away. There's a delay. So I think that's what that gentleman might have been referring to. There is a delay before it's full power, but the generator senses that and doesn't shut down right away. It keeps going until the power is completely restored, then it shuts off.
So, and Joe, your generator is always ready to go regardless of the season?
Yes.
Look at
that. It's not a portable, it's a permanent installation.
Right. It's like the one they have here at the station, Joe, but the one at the station, once it's on, you can hear it 3 miles away because it's the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Well, what they do is they set it up when they put it in. You pick a day that you want to test it, and it comes on. It's a little loud. You know, I told my neighbors, I said, they don't seem to mind. And it's not nowhere near what the generator at the station would be, but it is kind of loud. But it really solves the problem. Because the October storm taught me all about generators.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I remember the October storm in my neighborhood because my side of the street got power back 26 hours after the storm. And for a week, it was just, extender cables across the street from one house to another. And you couldn't drive on the street because there are trees all over the place, but just you had trees down and extenders across the street for everybody.
Well, we had that. We were kind of fortunate. My neighbor, a couple doors down in Tonawanda, his brother-in-law brought over this giant generator that was on a truck. He was in construction. And it had all these plugs on it, and you just took your cord and plugged it into it, and you got power. The problem was the sump pump wouldn't work. So the water was backing up, and we were bailing it. We were actually in the basement and getting buckets and bailing the water because it was really coming up.
So the one you have now, though, everything runs, the sub pump and everything?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Nothing worse.
Even the air conditioning.
Nothing worse than when that pump fails and,
Oh, my God, yes.
Oof. It is. It's a bad one.
The worst.
Joe, really appreciate the call, man. Hope you have a great weekend. Joe in Buffalo. Yeah, so for, 10 years, the first 10 years my parents lived in the house they live in now, they didn't have a sub pump. So, if in my parents' basement, let me tell you, it floods. And it's a finished basement. But it floods. And finally, they got one, and I don't think they've had a flooding issue in that basement since then. But I remember as a kid, you knew if it was a bad rainstorm. Obviously my parents adjusted. They got things out. It was the corners that would flood. But if it was a bad one, you'd be stepping in water, And finally they go, maybe we should invest in one of these. But yeah, nothing worse than when you have it, you have that confidence that it's working and it fails. And now that's a double problem. You got to dry up the basement and you got to get the shock vac. And then you've also got to address the issue of this very expensive piece of equipment that's supposed to stop this from happening is also broken. And we need to make sure we fix it before more snow melts or another rainstorm comes or, what not. As they may say. So as we're talking about electrification and we're talking about elected officials not wanting to come on to talk about electrification, right? Elected Democrats don't want to come on and talk about electrification. I do have to bring up, where the hell has Sean Ryan been? Remember the show Carmen Sandiego? Does anyone remember that? Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? I'd like to know, where in the world is Sean Ryan?
Well, she sneaks around the world from Kenya to Carolina. She's a sticky-fingered filcher from Berlin down to Belize. She'll take you for a ride on a snowboard to China. Tell me, where in the world is...
State Senator Sean Ryan. Where is he? This guy has not posted, to all his followers on his Sean Ryan for Buffalo page, 432 followers. But guys, he's the guy. He's the guy the city of Buffalo wants. 432 followers on Twitter. He has not tweeted since August 12th. He has not made any media appearance. He won't agree to a debate. All he does anytime anything happens is press release, press release, press release. He's not even posting it on social media anymore. Does he really care? If you're in the city of Buffalo right now, are you not asking the question, does this guy even care? Because guess what? I guarantee if I ask the people of Amherst, do you think your current state senator gives a damn about you? No. He's already has his eyes on City Hall. The sad thing is, he doesn't care about them either. He doesn't care about the city of Buffalo. Because if you actually cared, you wouldn't care. Oh, look what I did there. If you actually, it wouldn't matter to you that you think you're going to get this huge victory. You would still be out there. You would still be talking to constituents. And yes, you would debate your opponents. But he doesn't care. He has no respect for the constituents of Buffalo. He has no respect for his opponents. And like I said, I don't care if I'm the most liberal of liberal people in the city of Buffalo. I would consider this a slap in the face. I would consider this a slap in the face and somebody who just thinks they're owed the mayor seat. They think they're owed the mayor seat because Jeremy Zellner wants his seat so bad in the state Senate. So the Democrat Party, and they had to get everybody. They had to get polling cars. They had to get Burke. They had to get half of the council. They had to get Hardwick. They had to get everyone to push Sean Ryan over the finish line in the primary. And now he thinks because he won that primary that he is just going to coast into City Hall. And again, even if you think that, even if that is how you see things, the fact that you won't talk to the media, and I'm not just talking about us, he's not talking to 247 either, the fact that you won't agree to a debate, to me, that just shows that you actually don't care. You feel you're owed City Hall, and you're going to run City Hall and the city of Buffalo further into the ground, just like Albany is running the state into the ground. I mean, you have been, Sean Ryan's been part of the two of the latest budgets, but yet he's going to clean up the fiscal mess that is the city of Buffalo. He's responsible for bail reform, but he's the guy to tackle crime in the city of Buffalo. Again, I think Sean Ryan, he is the Mark Poloncarz of the state Senate, soon to be the Mark Poloncarz of the city of Buffalo. And I think it's shameful the way he's running this campaign. Like I said, he obviously doesn't care. I will continue to invite him on to Hardline because I care. And I care about the city of Buffalo and what, you know, I mean, that's why I love talking with James Gardner. I think James Gardner has a vision. James Gardner is not scared of the media. James Gardner would debate Sean Ryan every day from now till election day. But, I mean, Sean Ryan, what are you doing? Are you the senator? Are you the guy running for mayor? Are you going to do either of those? Are you going to do either of those things? Are you going to be the senator? Are you going to be the candidate? What's going on here? 803-0930, star 930. Jay in Amherst, I'd like to give you more than 40 seconds. So we'll get to Jay after the news. It's Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including ARC. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Joe Beamer on News Radio 930 WBEN. About 2 hours from hitting the road, heading down to hopefully what is a redemption game for the Virginia Tech Hokies. But we'll get into that in just a second. First, I want to talk to Jay in Amherst because I said not only is it the people in the city of Buffalo who think Sean Ryan doesn't give a damn because he's not campaigning, but he's really not doing much at the Senate level either, which includes Amherst, and Jay lives in Amherst. Jay, what do you think of Sean Ryan's silence?
Well, it's very unfortunate because what I'm listening to everything that you're saying, and I agree, but I see it in a different way, a bigger picture. The surrounding area of Erie County, at times, if you go back like 20 years to the Giambra era and before, people looked at it as, you know, hey, how can I help the city? You know, I'm going to have a date night, I'm going to go to an event and do something in the city, spend some money in the city, right? And support the businesses. So as things have happened after COVID, I don't see it. Like, I don't know anybody that's doing anything recreational in the city anymore. Maybe I'm getting older, but you know, you talk to people, Clarence, Akron, asked them the last time they went out and did something downtown. It just doesn't happen. And when you have an official like Sean Ryan who can't get buy-in on a regional perspective, on a, hey, we don't have 10,000 new jobs coming to Western New York, but you can do your part and support the base of the region by coming downtown. He's never, you know, if he can't go on BEN, if he can't talk to the rest of Erie County, you're just going to see the city decline further, is my thought.
It's Jay, it's a great point. And, you know, you use COVID as an example, and it's a great, you look before and after. I can tell you several times I went downtown to visit a place downtown, right? I mean, now I can probably count on one hand the amount of times in the last 5 years that I've gone downtown, and all those reasons had to do with an event I was seeing, either a Sabres game or a Bison. I mean, I can count on more than one hand, but you get what I'm saying. It's all around events that happened in the city. I'm not, to your point, I'm not going just to visit a restaurant and have a night out downtown and then come home. There's usually an event that brings me downtown.
Yeah, I go back to like a Joel Giambra. He came from the city. He went to county politics. And politics is what, you know, it is what it is. But he at least, you know, talked about regionalism, talked about having that perspective. Byron Brown, all those years in office, he was a good steward of the city, and people in the community could access him, listen to him, understand the issues that he was talking about. Nobody knows what Sean Ryan stands for.
Exactly.
I live in Amherst. He's represented me for several years. I look in at the man, and I have my own opinions, but he doesn't do anything for Amherst. I don't think any Amherst voter has had any access to that guy.
I would argue there are people in Amherst who don't even know he's their senator.
Well, and that's true. That's true. It's unfortunate that, you know, it used to be a prideful thing, a dignified act to participate in debates, talk to different, you know, backgrounds, different people, reach out through in the community, not just into a base that really has no perspective on how to restore the city. Sean Ryan, God bless him, but I can't imagine he's going to bring one employer outside this region with more than 100 jobs in his entire career. He'll never do it. And if he, you know, the city relies on the region. And if he can't talk to BEN or anybody else, you're just going to see a malaise or a further decline.
I think you're absolutely right, Jay. Appreciate the call, Jay in Amherst. And that is a problem. Access. Jay said it perfectly. Access. Voters want access to the people who are representing them. But you have people like Mark Poloncarz, people like Sean Ryan. They think they're better than you. They think that, come on, you look at the way Poloncarz talks to people. I mean, he talks to people with a disgust. I'm sorry. And I don't say that about everyone that doesn't think like me. Again, I love talking with Pat Burke. Okay? Pat Burke and I have had some great conversations. I look forward to talking with him again, hopefully about electrification. I have no personal issues with Pat Burke, the politician. I don't dislike him just because we don't think alike, right? Chris Scanlon's another one. Chris Scanlon and I do not think alike politically. I have no issues with Chris Scanlon, the person. He seems like a good guy. Sean Ryan and Mark Poloncarz, I don't have anything. They think they're better than you. They think that you are not worthy of their time if you don't think like them, even if you do think like them. This talking down, like they know more than you. And it's unfortunate. And I say what you want about Byron Brown. Byron Brown rarely, if ever, shied away from an interview. I cannot tell you a time that I asked for Byron Brown on Hardline and got a no. I might have gotten, can we do another time? Never got a no. And never got, we can't talk, we won't talk about this. Heck, there were times I'd have Byron Brown on and I didn't even send him a list of topics. Same goes for Congressman Higgins. Congressman Higgins and I do not see eye to eye on politics and, you know, obviously do not see eye to eye on the way the Biden situation was handled. But Congressman Higgins would never shy away from a topic. You know, I would say I want to talk about this, and maybe something else. Never said no. And I don't think Higgins ever declined to come on. Again, he might say, I'm out of town. Can we do another time? But you've got these people now in the Democrat, in the local Democrat Party. I can't speak for the party in other towns, but the Erie County Democrat Party, Professor Iacobucci talked about an image problem. There is a problem with there's an access problem with Erie County Democrats. Poloncarz, Sean Ryan, Jeremy Zellner, again, they don't want to talk to anybody. I don't know how much longer that can go on until you start paying for it in the polls. Again, I hope soon that you start paying for it in the polls. I really have a problem with either someone who wants to remind you that they're a leader and wants to remind you of all the posts they hold within organizations you've never heard of that just shies away from interviews because they don't agree with the person's politics. That says a lot about them. I think it says a lot. I think Mark Poloncarz and Sean Ryan not coming on this station says a lot more about Mark Poloncarz and Sean Ryan than it does about this station. Honestly. And again, I try to illustrate that by parading Democrats in here on Wednesdays. Unfortunately, we did not have a Democrat this Wednesday. We're going to try to make up. Well, we are going to make up for that. This coming Wednesday, we have from the comptroller's office, Jessica Schuster will be our Democrat this coming Wednesday. She has volunteered, and we are grateful for that. And again, I try to do that to show, yes, we can have an on-air debate. We can have a conversation. And by the way, it looks good for both sides at the end that you actually came on and were able to talk with someone who disagrees with you. It also shows maturity, which, That's how I feel about that. You know how I feel about that. Dave in South Buffalo, real quick, he's got a call about the electric push.
Yeah. Can I give you a website of interest, something you can contact?
Yes.
Okay. There's a website called Manhattan Contrarian. It's www.manhattancontrarian.com. Okay. Now, this guy writes about Albany, and he's about what's happening with the energy in Albany. So he knows what's going on. And you can contact, you go to the webpage, you can contact him. And he wrote an article on August 17th about Western New York, National Grid raising the cost, you know, the price of
right.
So you might be someone you might want to contact. So because he knows what's going on in Albany. He's very aware.
Yeah, I see it right here. I'm bookmarking the article, Dave, and we'll try to get him on next week.
Great.
Appreciate the call, man. And that is that. And that is, you know, again, someone texted on early. Oh, we're talking about electrification again. It's a mandate coming to effect that a lot of people have been left in the dark on because Albany Democrats want to release maybe a press release and not talk about it ever again. So, yes, we are talking about it. It's very important that people know what's going on. Now, this weekend, Sunday night football over there on the on NBC. I'm hoping that NBC has some better filler in case something were to happen on Sunday. But it's coming. Where do you rank this in NFL theme songs, Tanner? Where is this one ranked for you?
Oh, that's got to be up there toward the top. I think that might be number one.
Is that number one?
Up there, I mean, do you differentiate between that and Waiting All Day for Sunday Night? Because that's the best football theme music there is.
Yeah, but that's a song. Like that and, you know, Monday Night Football. Come on, are you ready for some football? Like that's what I'm talking about, like the theme. Like we can have a different category for. Yeah, we can have a different category for Carrie Underwood. But the instrumental theme, this is number two. CBS is number one. Maybe I'm biased because we hear it more as Bills fans, but I like the CBS and then the NBC and then the Fox and then the ESPN.
I agree with that.
The prime one is right. The prime one's forgettable. But Sunday Night Football coming into town. Bills kicking off the season against the Ravens. That was the last game at regular season. Last game that meant anything played at Highmark Stadium was against the Ravens. And we will see them again Sunday, 8:20. I'm going to just throw out there, I think the Bills go 14-3 this season. Tanner, what's your prediction?
I won't be quite as bullish. I'll say 12-5 because there's always those inexplicable games every year that they just drop for no apparent reason. So I'll say 12-5. I would still imagine top of the AFC East and right in there in the thick of it with the Ravens, the Chiefs of the world, you know, right in the cream of the crop as far as AFC title contenders go.
I say 14-3. We get a first round bye. We finally get that number one seed. And the Bills host the AFC Championship at Highmark Stadium.
Well, that would be the ultimate storybook ending for this being the last season in Highmark. But as we all well know, that storybook endings and the Bills don't exactly go hand in hand. So maybe all the heartbreak of years past is leading up to the storybook ending this year. We can only hope and keep our fingers crossed. But I'm too cynical. I've seen this too many times where we've had our hearts broken. So I'm hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. That's how you kind of have to approach Buffalo sports. But go Bills.
I agree. And I agree with everything you said, Tanner, because I'm probably way off. I'm probably too optimistic. But I say 14-3, and the Bills go undefeated against the division. That is how I feel going into the season. Is that crazy?
No, because it's not like the division is particularly strong. I mean, honestly, this might be a hot take, but the Patriots worry me the most out of any of the other teams, because I'm very high on Drake May, big Drake May guy. Obviously, they got Stephon Diggs, so you got the revenge factor there. But the Dolphins, Tua's health is always a concern. The Jets, Justin Fields, yeah, he's an electric running quarterback, but you know, is he going to take those strides as a passer this year? And they do have a good defense, but yeah, the division shouldn't be that tough of a challenge this year. Like I said, they might, you know, drop a game or two here, one that they should win, that you would expect them to win, but they just don't. But yeah, I think we should have no trouble winning the division this year, as it's been in years past.
Yeah, that, you know, it's the end of the season that might screw up my record, because if they have things locked up before the Jets game, maybe they drop that and they go 13-4 instead of 14-3. Who knows? I mean, that's, you know, all things you have to consider. 12-5 is also what Howard Simon said, Tanner. So the experts are more in line with Tanner. Like I said, I'm optimistic. I think Virginia Tech's going to go 9-3. So, you know, I think the Sabres are going to sneak into the playoffs this year. So I go into things way optimistic. But I love this time of year. You know, as much as I love summer, I love these first few games where it's still warm. You can still wear shorts tailgating. And I love the road trips too. About to leave for one in an hour. And then Sunday morning, get in the car, drive up. Don't worry, I got a spot where I'm hosting Hardline from. And then be at Highmark Stadium in time for kickoff. So it's going to be a fun weekend. As I always say, if you're going to the game, make sure you have a plan. Don't do anything stupid. We want everyone back here Monday morning. And heading into the weekend, Friday, you got that feel. Like I said, for a lot of you, this is your first day, your first Friday. You had to work the full Friday. Maybe you had those half days in the summer like so many companies do. And we got the perfect guy to get you home. It's Tom Bowerly. Coming up next to get you home on this Friday. Tom, you ever work a job where you got a half day on Friday?
Yeah, this one.
I was never able, in my time outside of radio, I never had a job where they told me to leave early. So I never got to experience that.
Oh, I've had some jobs where they told me to leave early and don't ever bother coming back. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. But anyway, yeah, coming up after 3 o'clock on News Radio 930 WBEN, I don't know that I've actually done a show on this maybe since the 1990s, but I want to talk a little bit about homeschooling because, you know, I did shows back in the 90s, and by now, people who were homeschooled are all grown up and middle-aged or approaching middle age. So I have to find out, how did that work out for you? And those who actually homeschool, how did it work out for you? And New Jersey, by the way, big to-do in New Jersey because the state is increasing its iron grip over parents who homeschool, much to the non-delight of the homeschooling parents in New Jersey. And I can understand why a lot of people want to homeschool because I think I saw in Washington State, kindergartners, they're not calling it sex education for kindergartners. That would be too controversial. But apparently the upshot is that kindergartners need to identify three of the four genders. Brought to you by the party that believes in science.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, you know, it's so interesting you're bringing this up. I got my hair cut last week, and the girl who cut my hair was talking about she was homeschooled until her junior year because her mother wanted to go back to work. And she was talking about how she preferred the homeschool schedule opposed to the actual school schedule.
Well, I can't wait to talk to people who also were homeschooled and find out exactly what they're doing. How did homeschooling work out? And, you know, one of the big issues with homeschooling, and I think I've talked about this as well when it's come up marginally on the program, is the idea of socialization. Are your kids missing out on socialization? But I actually think that in 2025, that might be a moot point because most kids, most younger people don't really know how to socialize face to face anyway. And in the airport in Charlotte, I had the eureka moment, the revelation that the singularity, the merging of humans and machines is already upon us and has been for quite some time. Everybody was fixed on a screen. Everybody was working away or jammering away on social media or on their computers. The only thing missing from true singularity is a universal interface between humans and computers. Some people say by 2045, we're basically going to be cyborgs, and I think the ramifications for humanity are pretty dire.
I saw someone get on the wrong moving walkway at the Atlanta airport last weekend because they were buried in their phone.
Well, maybe they were listening to the theme song from the movie Slapshot. They tried to get right back to where they started from.
Maybe that's it. Well, Tom, I can't wait to hear this. One of my best friends growing up was homeschooled. And let me tell you, socialization was not an issue. He was a social butterfly. But he was homeschooled. And it kind of changed my perspective growing up because, like you said, I always assumed homeschooled kids weren't very social. He was the complete opposite of what you would expect.
Well, if I had little kids right now, I think probably the last thing I would want them to be in is a public school, and frankly, a lot of the private schools, because they're just as left-wing as the public schools.
Yeah, I don't need, I mean, that's one of my concerns, is when my son starts going to school, I don't need him coming home quizzing me on the multiple genders. That's not going to, yeah, that doesn't true. Walk in the door.
just so you know, when it comes to history, and when it comes to Shakespeare, I got your back. I'll take your kid under my wing. Trust me.
I will take you up on that 100%, Tom. Can't wait to get your weekend started. Tom Bowerly is up next after the news with Tom Puckett. Hope everyone has a great weekend. Don't forget Hardline Sunday. Yes, I will. I'm bringing my equipment with me. I'll be broadcasting Sunday. Rob Ort, State Senator Rob Ort, he'll be joining us to talk electrification. We'll also hear from Dave Leventhal. So make sure you tune in your political pregame Sunday, Hardline. Have a great weekend. Go Hokies. Go Bills. Stay tuned. Tom Bowerly's up next on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.